So some big news here yesterday on the baseball front. You had the Royals promoting Dayton Moore to president of baseball operations and elevating longtime assistant GM J.J. Piccolo to now become the general manager of the team. So the new president of baseball operations, Dayton Moore, joins us on KCMO Talk Radio. Dayton, good morning. Great to have you on. And I heard you say yesterday that, you know, the timing needed to be right for this. You said that you needed to be in a place where you were comfortable with this decision. What has happened over the last few months that ultimately made you feel like the time was now for this move?
Well, good morning, Pete, and appreciate being on with you today. And actually, you know, I've been studying the structure, you know, over the last few years. I mean, this structure has been presented to me, and as I studied it, sought counsel from other colleagues in the game that are part of this type of structure, and then continuing to evaluate, you know, the different skill sets of all our employees and at the higher levels, and also evaluating, you know, where we are as an organization and where we are in this phase of the development of our team as we prepare to win and strive to win another world championship. And so it became pretty clear to me, you know, over the last few months and really going through the draft this year that it's probably the right thing to do for our organization. I mean, the front office has evolved just immensely. You know, when we first came here, I think there was only 9 front office employees in baseball ops. Now there's 34. We had roughly 85 employees worldwide in baseball operations. Now we have 266, which includes Mike Matheny and his coaching staff and the entire travel party. And so it's just very, very complex. I've got to be freed up to have, you know, think big picture but most importantly, allow our very qualified people, and in this case, J.J. Piccolo, manage the day-to-day operation of 162 games and all the moves and roster moves that have to be made with injuries and underperforming players and players that are forcing our hand in the minor leagues. I mean, J.J. is so qualified to do that, has been qualified for many years. Those guys have been making a lot of those decisions over the last few years anyway. I've just been, you know, putting my stamp on it and say, yeah, that makes sense. Let's do it. And so it's just the right time, Pete.
So how much of this too, Dayton, was that, you know, I mean, from what I've read about it, JJ seems to be a pretty hot commodity, a guy that people are very fond of around the game. How much of this as well was from a organization perspective trying to retain him and keep him as part of the Kansas City Royals?
You know, that didn't factor in at any level. Because we have very capable people. We've always been really proactive with trying to help our employees pursue other opportunities if it was best interest for them and their families. That being said, we've never wanted to lose JJ, and JJ has interviewed to other positions in the past, and he's had opportunities to go other places in different positions and has decided to stay here. But, you know, we've worked together for a long, long time. We were in Atlanta together. I've known JJ and his wife Nicole for 30 plus years, and so it's always been a very natural conversation.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
About his career, his path, what's best for his family. I mean, there was no immediate situation that forced us to make a decision like this.
Interesting.
I mean, it all occurred very naturally.
Okay.
It was the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Dayton Moore is joining us, the now president of baseball operations for the Kansas City Royals. So you mentioned this is happening all over the league. I mean, I saw something the other day that new Mets owner Steve Cohen is looking at a format like this with now president Sandy Alderson. Is this happening all over the league just because of what you talked about earlier, Dayton, which is the size and scope of front offices are growing? Or is there something else that's also happening in the game that is making this a formula that organizations are starting to use?
Well, the size and the scope, first and foremost. I mean, there's just so much to manage, and you know, we all know how important communication is, and to be able to bring synergy to all the different departments, and so it requires a lot of manpower, and it requires people freed up to focus and communicate effectively, and so that's a big part of it, and you know, there's so many different skills now required to manage the complexities of the front offices. There's so many different things that you have to do. And, you know, I come from a very traditional background. I'm a scouting player development guy, and that's how I grew up, just raw evaluation of players and strategy of the game and the teaching of the game. And so, you know, it's important to make sure that we employ people that have expertise in the data and analytics and performance science and behavioral science. And there are just so many different areas now, Pete, that have to be managed. And they all require a strong amount of attention, as we all know. And so it requires a lot of people.
Dayton, what about, let's talk off the field, because obviously the other big news yesterday was the ownership group, John Sherman, talking about the idea of possibly downtown baseball. And I know that's not really the area that you operate under, but what are your thoughts in terms of what the future is for the Royals and where physically this team will be playing come 2031 when the lease is up at the K?
Well, I trust John Sherman. I really do. I mean, he's very thoughtful. He listens to people. He's always going to do what's in the best interest of Kansas City. Also how that works with our other major sports franchises here. And how we can make this community even stronger. I know he's always been very focused on some of the disadvantaged areas of our community as well, knowing full well that, you know, and it's an old cliche, but we're only strong as our weakest link. And we're going to use baseball and the Kansas City Royals as a platform to continue to do good in our community. And so whatever John ultimately decides, I'm going to support, because I know it's well thought out. I trust him greatly, working with him over the last 2 years very closely, and knowing how he thinks and how his heart operates. You know, he cares deeply about this community, cares mm-hmm. about people. And so, you know, we'll see ultimately how it unfolds and how it works. But I plan on working closely with him in these areas, you know, as we move forward. But it's still in the very infant stages, you know, Pete. And, you know, John is just analyzing things and listening and to all the different ideas, which what good people do and good leaders do. And but I'm excited. One thing I can tell you, he's a terrific owner, and he's going to be one of the better owners, and I believe, in the history of the game someday.
Wow, big statement there. Dayton Moore, president of baseball operations now for the Kansas City Royals on KCMO Talk Radio. Well, Dayton, congratulations yesterday on that promotion, the moves within the organization, and we'll talk soon. We'd love to talk again as the season wraps up, put a bow on that, and look forward to the offseason as well. We always appreciate you joining us on KCMO.
Oh, always, Pete. Love to your family, and appreciate you having me on. Have a great day.
You bet. Dayton Moore, always appreciate his time on KCMO Talk Radio. Good to have him on.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.